We're chatting with Jay Happ, who picked up the Blue Jays' seventh straight win yesterday, and the first to 12 wins at the All-Star break since Roy Halladay a decade ago. Congratulations, Jay.
Thank you very much.
The year you've had has been, you know, you were dominant the first couple of months, a little dip, but you were still winning games in the middle, and you've come back out of it with three or four terrific starts in a row, including one in Colorado, which is so tough to pitch in. Is this just for you a continuation of what happened after you left Seattle last year?
That's where I'm trying to get. You know, I'm just trying to get as consistent as I can be. I feel like I've come to a point where I'm starting to understand how my stuff plays best, and I'm trying to kind of stick with that and trust with that. You know, just kind of stay within my mechanics, and when I'm able to get ahead of hitters, I feel like I'm putting us in a good position to win ballgames.
Yesterday, I would imagine, is a very difficult kind of game for you, or at least a little, you know, high-pressure kind of game, because you have this Tigers lineup with these lefty killers in like Kinsler and Miggy and Victor Martinez, and you're pitching, for the most part, in a nothing-nothing game. You didn't get a run until the sixth inning. Does that up the ante a little bit on you, and does it make it that much harder?
Well, it's certainly a challenge. You know, that's a team that got me the last time when we were in Detroit. They're very dangerous, you know, up and down that lineup. So, and I know they hit lefties well. So, you know, it's my job to try to keep us in that game. And it was a nothing-nothing ball game for a while, and I was just trying to keep it there. There was some stress, you know, guys getting in scoring position and some of those big boys coming up. Certainly a challenge, but that's kind of what the game's about.
And this team, I mean, they've scored runs. They had 60 runs in your last five starts, which is unbelievable, before last night. But they can also play defense. And the huge play that Josh Donaldson made in the fifth to keep Miguel Cabrera coming up with runners on base, I mean, you have some serious gloves behind you.
Oh, definitely. You know, that's part of maybe a lot of our staff success is trusting our defense and knowing that they're going to make those plays. And that particular play that JD made was just huge because we had Miguel Cabrera coming up behind him. I felt like make a decent pitch with my changeup, and he kind of rolled it over, ended up hitting the bag. And as soon as I saw that, I was hoping it just stayed somewhere near Josh. And he made a great barehand play, threw a strike over there to Smokey, and just got him. So, you know, you never know what can happen after that. So it was good we got to go in the dugout.
We're with Jay Happ, who beat the Detroit Tigers last night, the Blue Jays' seventh straight win. Last year was the year you missed of being in your Blue Jays tenure, and we talked about it in the spring, how you were watching and seeing how much fun it was. It looked like they were winning every day the last 2 months. Right now, since you guys got swept by Tampa Bay, you've won 2/3 of your games. It's felt almost the same. There was that little dip through Chicago and Baltimore, but even with that, I think you're 29-14. This run that this team is on, again, is another amazing one.
It's been fun to watch. It's I think everybody's kind of been waiting for everything to kind of click, and it seems like we're just playing good baseball right now. So we're trying to kind of stay right here. It looks like, you know, guys are locked in, and you know, that's kind of what good teams do. We need to be able to go on these runs and get ourselves in a good position, especially before the break, and hopefully we finish off strong these last two games and then come on after the break with a lot of similar way we've been playing.
You know, in the middle of May, when this team was kind of struggling a bit, they weren't hitting, and you guys, the starting rotation, were really carrying the load for them. There were these, I don't know, ideas from outside, frustrated fans come up with stuff like, oh, the pitcher's got to hate the hitters, and everyone's got to be angry at each other, and are these guys ever going to turn things around? You know that there are ebbs and flows to the season, but what was the feeling like then before the bats started to take off?
Honestly, I think it was more or less, let's grind this out until we get there, really. I mean, you're going to try to do your job no matter what, whether they score 10 runs for you or no runs for you. You're going to go out and try to do your job. So that was it. It was a battle, and it still is. Every day is a battle, but we're just coming out ahead more often than not, and we feel like it was kind of a matter of time before people started getting hot. They say it's contagious, and obviously our hitting has proven to be contagious. So this is fun to watch, really fun to be a part of, and you know, we're hoping to just kind of continue playing solid baseball, fundamental baseball, and that's how you win ball games.
All right, and as we wrap it up with Jay Happ, and I guess you kind of half answered this question, but you've pitched in a World Series. You were in a pennant race last year as well. This team is a game out of first place right now in the AL East. How does this feel compared to some of the other terrific teams you've been on?
Right now it feels good. You know, it feels similar, just the way we come to the park expecting to win. We've been backing that up, and if we happen not to, we're ready to go the next day, and we're flushing it. So we got to continue to do that. Obviously, this division is incredibly difficult, so we want to be leading it when it's all said and done.
Yeah, I think everybody listening wants you to be too. Thanks so much for this. Congratulations on a great first half, and looking forward to the second.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.